Hello.
Hi, my name is Miles and I'm with customer service. I was just returning your call. How may I help you today?
Oh, just a second. Let me get the lady that made the call. Just a second. Hang on.
Sure.
Your customer service.
Oh. Hello.
Hi, my name is Miles. I'm with customer service. I was just returning your call. How may I help you today?
Okay, there was a charge to our credit card for you guys, and we didn't make it.
Can you provide your zip code?
97760. It was
Thank
made
you.
on 11/5 at supposedly 10 p.m.
And the name associated with the account?
Patricia Inman.
What if it was William Inman?
William Inman, okay.
Okay.
He's
And can you confirm your address?
Post Office Box 1244, Terrebonne, Oregon.
Okay, and then you also provided, or he also provided, the street address 8080.
11th Street.
Thank you. And
Suffolk.
then finally, his email address.
His email address. Grandpa. Grandpa075, is that it?
Yes,
At
at.
gmail the at
Thank
gmail
you.
dot com.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so I see that originally the shipping and handling was paid to receive the tactical bag, and the terms and conditions of that offer did explain that you must cancel within 48 to 72 hours, or you will be charged for and you will become enrolled into the membership to the online discount shopping store, in which you will also be provided with a $125 voucher that you can use to purchase products from the online discount shopping store.
What did he purchase?
Originally, he paid the shipping and handling to receive the tactical bag.
A tactical bag? You
Yes,
purchased a
ma'am.
tact? No, he did not. He didn't purchase it. Period.
Yes, he paid the shipping and handling to receive the tactical bag, which is
He
expected to
didn't.
be. Does he remember taking a survey for a company like, I don't know, Walmart, Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Target, Costco, or some survey? It would have been offered to him at the end of a survey that he would have taken. I can actually send you the link to the offer that shows, you know, what device that was used to order the product, et cetera, et cetera.
How would they get his, how would he, they get all his information?
They
The
didn't.
card number.
That no one did. No, this is not something that a criminal would have done fraudulently.
There's no way that it came on our credit card.
Yes,
It
I
was charged
understand.
to our credit card for $64.95.
I understand, but
$64.
that charge was specifically for the membership to the online discount shopping store, in which you're also provided with a $125 voucher that you can use to purchase products from the online discount shopping store. But it all originated from when the shipping and handling was paid to order or to receive the tactical bag.
Okay, I'll just have my credit card take it off and go back to
That
whoever charged to it because
I can
we don't
offer
want
you
it.
a I can offer you a 50% refund on the charge because it is a valid and legitimate charge.
It is not. It is not. He didn't do it. He
Oh,
didn't
that's
do the anything. None of
okay.
it. I don't know who did it, but
I
it's not a
understand.
valid charge.
I understand that you feel that way. I could provide you with a 75% refund of the charge.
My credit card will do 100%.
You will. The way that works, I've refunded the 100% refund of $67.32. But the way that it would have worked if you would have disputed it with the credit card company is they would have said, okay, cool, we'll give you your money back. And you'll say, oh, that's wonderful. I'm glad I bank with you. You're great. And you'd get your money back and everybody would be happy. And then the credit card company or the bank would have to do their, because they're legally required to do their own fraud investigation. So they'd pull up the website, which I sent you a link to the offer so that he can look at that and say and see, well, does this look familiar to me? Do I remember seeing this? Because this is not something that would be done by criminals who have your information, because it takes way too long and they don't have time for that. They just want to go somewhere where they can get in, get out, and, you know, test and see if someone's card works. Or the other thing that criminals would do is they'll go online and they'll buy gift cards, and, or they'll buy video game digital download codes, and then they'll go on, you know, dark websites, you know, dirty websites where they would then say they might have bought a $100 gift card with someone else's information that they stole their, you know, their debit card or credit card information. And they'll take that and say, well, I'm selling that, or not I would never do it, but the criminals would sell the $100 gift card for maybe $35. So people out there that have no morals and no ethics would say, okay, cool, I'll pay $35 to get a $100 gift card. But why is the criminal selling $100 worth of a gift card for $35? Because they never spent any of their money to buy it in the first place. It's all pure profit for them. It's just basically theft. So that's how they do it. And the video game download codes, that's another thing that they'll do. They'll, you know, spend people $70, $60 here and there, turn around and sell the video game codes for like $20, $30. And people with no morals or ethics, knowing that they're buying these codes illegally, they'll go in there and they'll pay the $20 or $30, get their little video game code, and they're on their way. But for this type of a thing, you have to go through an entire survey and answering all these questions about, you know, how's your experience with Walmart or Home Depot or Ace Hardware or whatever it might be. And then finally at the end, it'll say, oh, and, you know, as a thank you or whatever for taking the survey, here is an offer for you to receive this tactical bag or whatever the item may be. In this case, it's the tactical bag. And all you have to do is pay the shipping. But then at the very bottom of the page, it says privacy policy terms and conditions, contact us. And if you click on the terms and conditions, it gives you a pop-up window where it explains, you know, that you must cancel within 48 to 72 hours, or you'll be charged the membership fee to the online discount shopping store, in which you'll also be provided with a $125 voucher that you can use to purchase products from that, from the online discount shopping store. And you can cancel your membership anytime. And it gives the customer service phone number there. It has a contact us section with an email and a phone number so you guys can reach out to us. So it's, you know, something that shouldn't have been done fraudulently. But either or way, I've refunded the $67.32. You'll see as a credit at your account within 3 to 5 business days. The account itself is canceled, so there will not be any future charges to you guys' account whatsoever from the company. And I have a cancellation number to provide to you whenever you're ready.
Okay, just a minute here.
Okay, and then while you're looking for a pen and paper, the only reason I know so much about what the criminals do with people's stolen information is because of, you know, just look watching YouTube videos about scammers and things like that, you know, and having been the victim of identity theft is what drew my interest into finding out, well, what do these people do? You know, what do they do when they steal your information? So that's how I learned all of that. It's not because I'm associated with any of it. It's just because I just have that knowledge from having done the research, because I was the victim of identity theft. But yeah, so the cancellation number is C, like Charlie.
Okay.
262-456-674. And that's the cancellation number. And you'll see the refund of $67.32 as a credit to your account within 3 to 5 business days. There will not ever be any future charges to your account from this company. And if he wants to check out that website to see if it looks familiar, I sent the email. The subject of the email reads website for offer. And then in the email, it's just a link that you can click on and it'll pull up the website where it says tactical OP backpack, you get tactical OP backpack today, or tactical op, like tactical operations. You get tactical op backpack today, normally $56.95 for free, just pay shipping, and then you fill out your information, blah, blah, blah. So that he can look at that if he wants to see if it brings any bells or reminds him of anything.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. So definitely he should check that out to see if it happens to, you know, look familiar to him, because it's much better to know that, oh, wait, yes, I remember seeing this. Oh, wait, yes, I remember now after seeing this that, yes, I did do this, because that's much better to know than to have the feeling of or to think that some criminal out there somewhere in the world has your debit card or credit card information. Because if that was the case, who knows what else they could use it for? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank
yes, ma'am.
You're
very welcome. It's absolutely my pleasure. And I was happy to assist you guys today. And I'm sorry that I had to go through the whole, you know, well, I can do a 50% refund. I can do a 75%. I have to do that. I have to. And I know it's, you know, because I mean, all it really does is aggravate you, because you're like, I want 100% refund. And I'm like, well, I'll give you 50%. No, I want 100%. Well, I'll give you 70%. Did you not understand me, Miles? I want a full refund, you know? So I'm sitting here like, you know, I have to do these things because I'm required. And it just aggravates you. And I just want to apologize for that, because, you know, I understand, you know, how aggravating that can be. But I have to do it. So I thank you for bearing with me. And, you know, I thank you for your kindness and your courtesy and allowing me to, you know, assist you today and get this matter resolved for you. And if there was nothing further that I could assist with, I'd like to thank you guys so much for your call today to customer service. It was a pleasure to assist you. Seriously, it was. Some people beat me up like an everlasting punching bag, but you guys were really, really nice. I really appreciate you. So thank you for that, and thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you both have a very wonderful Sunday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.